USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at a campaign rally in Manchester, New Hampshire last evening, defending his latest immigration rule, known as the public charge rule.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The new rule would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps and housing vouchers. 13 state attorney generals have filed suit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, saying that the rule is unlawful and un-American. NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are safe after a fiery plane crash in East Tennessee late yesterday. The aircraft burst into flames after rolling off the end of the runway. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The biggest U.S. lobbying organization for Israeli policies slamming the Jewish state's prime minister for refusing to allow two Muslim U.S. Congress members to visit. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee offering a rare rebuke against keeping Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan from visiting as they were planning to this coming Sunday. The investigation continues into the death of a millionaire convicted sex offender in his jail cell.
The plot thickens in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation as results of the autopsy leak. Reports indicate he had broken bones in his neck, which could suggest he was strangled.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, one expert telling the Washington Post some of Epstein's injuries are more common in homicides than suicides, though that doesn't rule out suicide by hanging. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul continues to recover from surgery to remove part of his lung, the result of being punched in the ribs by a neighbor back in 2017. Now he's speaking out about the hate being directed his way.
2 years after a neighbor attacked him in the yard of his Kentucky home, Senator Rand Paul is still dealing with serious injuries stemming from 6 broken ribs. 2 weeks ago, he had a surgery to remove part of a damaged lung. The Kentucky Republican joins Fox and Friends and says he can't believe some of the nastiness coming his way on social media.
One of the disturbing things, though, is to see that there's still so much hatred out there. We announced that I was having surgery, and thousands of people on Twitter are swarming to wish me that I had either died or that someone would assault me again. And it's like, I'm perplexed. This is somehow supposed to be a right-wing phenomenon, but I see thousands of people on Twitter, this left-wing mob, wishing that I were dead. And I'm like, who are these people?
Timberg.
Turning now to the economy, Americans spending more at retail stores and restaurants in July.
In recent days, investors have become spooked about the possibility of a coming recession, but during the course of July, consumers did not seem to have any reduced confidence as retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% last month after a 0.3% gain in June, according to the Commerce Department. Its report shows online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.